The old man lowered the weapon.
Why'd you run the message for Quip Fargo, then?
We didn't, want to blow your cover, Vec. For all we knew, you could have come back to using your real name. Zen Bayan wasn't clear about everything.
Fargo snorted.
Even she doesn't know the full story.
He motioned them inside with a nod, Jadak giving Post a brief look of bewilderment as they sat down on rickety chairs.
Who told you how to find my cabin?
Fargo said, laying the rifle across his knobby knees.
A Rodian at the spaceport,
Jadak said. Fargo nodded.
That'd be Nido. Good for nothing, can't keep his trap shut.
He studied Jadak for a moment.
I had no intentions of answering your message, but since you've managed to find me out...
He paused to laugh.
I mean, it's about time I told someone the truth. Most anybody care is probably long dead. But I'm a bit perplexed. Did you arrive with the present owners?
Post swallowed hard.
The present owners of the ship?
Fargo turned to him.
You mean you didn't even know they were here?
Post glanced at Jadak.
We had no idea.
Fargo slapped his knee in surprise.
That's amazing. Amazing in the old way.
So, they're here? Jadak said carefully.
A couple of friends of mine at the port comlinked me. Not that Nido character. And not that they know I have any connection. But just hearing about them being here made me sorry all over again about giving her away. Even to a worthy cause like that Thorpe woman was behind. I'm guessing you already know about her.
We're still, you know, putting the pieces together.
Dr. Parley Thorpe. Gorgeous young woman. And smart as a whip.
We'll talk to her next, Jadak said. Fargo stood up as abruptly as his legs would allow.
If I could interest you two in a drink, I've got a batch of potent homebrew waiting to be sampled.
We're samplers from way back,
Post said.
Bring it on.
Also got some eskrat stew if you're hungry.
The local rodent, Jadak told Post quietly. Then he told Fargo, my friend will have a double portion. Fargo put the stew on the stove to heat and poured 3 glasses of thick yellow liquid from a metal container.
I've fermented with spittle, he said, passing the glasses around.
Jadak took a gulp, finding it tolerable.
Ooh. You were saying that the ship's owners are on Vaced?
Strangest thing, isn't it? You're being here and them being here at the same time.
Fargo shook his head in wonderment.
As sorry as I am to have given her away, I'm proud about all that she accomplished, even if most of what she's done couldn't have been done without Han Solo's piloting skills.
Homebrew spewed from Post's mouth, and he began coughing without let-up. Jadak rose and began slamming him on the back.
Boy's apparently not tough enough for your brew, Quip.
Fargo pressed his lips together and nodded.
Happens to the best of them sometimes, especially with the spittle-fermented variety.
Sluicing tears from his cheeks, Post gaped at Fargo.
Han Solo is here, on Vaced, right now?
Well, son, who else would be flying the Millennium Falcon if it wasn't Han Solo?
Fargo took a long pull from his glass, then sat back in his chair, smiling broadly.
Gave her the name myself, but that's just part of the story.
Still trying to make sense of Post's reaction, Jadak finished his drink in one gulp and handed the glass back to Fargo.
I think I'm gonna need a refill first.
Chapter 26.
You're telling me you never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Post said. I've been saying it for the past 4 hours. Jadak stroked his beard. Maybe I read something about it when I was playing info catch-up at Aurora, but obviously it didn't stick. Still half-drunk on Fargo's homebrew, they were standing on the roof of a prefab building that overlooked the spaceport. In a roofless docking bay at the edge of the field, a modified YT-1300 freighter sat on her hardstand, with starboard boarding ramp extended. Only moments earlier, Han Solo, his wife, a young girl who was probably their ward rather than their child, and a golden protocol droid had boarded the ship.
Let's start with the Galactic Civil War,
Post said. Jadak held up his hands.
Save the refresher course for some other time.
No, no,
Post cut in, shaking his head.
You need to hear some of this right now before you land us in a very serious situation.
Jadak opened his mouth, then closed it. "Keep it short."
"Han Solo,"
Post began, slurring his words.
"Han Solo is, well, he's what you might call a certified hero. He's not only fought in every war since the Rebellion, he's played a major part in winning them. Understand? In winning them."